Opportunity to speak to you, and Asia said something in Bible study this morning that I really appreciate what she said. And she said, how do you avoid, or more or less, I'm not saying exactly what she said, but how do you avoid pressure? How do you avoid pressure? Because sometimes we put a tremendous amount of pressure on ourselves that is unnecessary. So, it's probably still on the way. I'll be loud enough. Well, thank you. Anyway, until that very point, I wasn't feeling any pressure, Asia, until I came right up right now. I'm feeling the pressure now. But you know, I'm thankful also that you guys are here, and I hope the word that is being given to you, the lesson is being given to you, that you may learn from it, that you be inspired from it. And I'm kind of going, like I say, old school, because I want you to be an active participant in today's Bible study, because I want you to look up the scripture that I am giving to you, whether you look it up on your electronic device, your phone, or your Bible. Because, you know, I could say some things and I could put things up there and I could be sincere about that, but I could be sincerely wrong. But I want you to look it up for yourselves and see what it says in Scripture. And the interpretation may be a little different for you for where you are in your walk with Christ. Because there's been times where I've looked at Scripture and I've read it and it meant something to me one day, and I might come back to that same scripture a couple of years later and it looks or it means something totally different to me. Now, some of you may know that when I listen to a lesson, I write notes down, because at times I look back at the scripture to see what it means. And I have maybe a couple of notebooks of scripture or of the lesson, and I look at it and I look at the date and I said, okay, that's where I was then, but it means something totally different for me now. So I'm not trying to put my obligation or my values upon you, but when you hear the scripture or when I ask you to read the scripture, write it down there in your bulletin and maybe go back to it. You don't have to do it, but you'll see you'll understand what I'm talking about when you go back to it later. You may go back to it later on this evening. You may go back to it a week from now. But I would appreciate you just go ahead and just write it down and maybe look it up in a more convenient time. We're going to talk about joy. We talked about joy in our Bible study, and we're going to continue that talk about joy this morning. Now, the joy we're talking about is the joy of being a Christian. Now, there are many types of joy that we have here on earth. We have the joy of maybe a newborn, the laughter of a child. We have a joy of possibly getting a new car. We have the joy of graduating from high school, college, graduating from trade school. We have a joy of getting a pay raise, getting that paycheck. We have a joy of moving up in promotion. There are different types of joy, but the joy we want to focus on is the joy of being a Christian. Now, in order to have that joy, there's a membership that you must have. And I'm kind of going backwards, but I'll refer back to this at the end of the lesson. In order to have that membership, in order to be a Christian, in Romans 10:17, it says, faith comes from hearing the message of Christ. You're going to hear a message today, and hopefully it inspires you to be a better Christian or to commit your life to Christ. And once you have heard that message, you believe that that message is true. That reminds me, or reminds us, should remind us of a story about the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts 8, chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. And I'm just going to paraphrase that story. There was an Ethiopian eunuch who was a treasurer, and he was someone, he had importance. And he was reading the story about the prophet Isaiah, and then along came one of Christ's followers, Philip. And he heard him reading the story out loud, and he said, do you understand what you're reading? And the Ethiopian said, no, I don't understand. And Philip explained the story, what he was reading to him. And the eunuch, the Ethiopian eunuch, believed what he was told. So not only hear, believe what you've been told. Then after you have done that, you need to repent of your sins. And that's in Luke 13, verses 3 and 5. Repent of your sins. And then confess that Jesus is the Son of God, Romans 10:10. And after you've done that, be baptized for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. And you know, after you have that membership, after you paid that membership, well, the price has already been paid, but after you become a member, guess what? You get a gift. You get the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, I've been a member of Costco many, many, many years, and I have to make that membership payment every year. But you know, when I first began paying that membership, I didn't get so many free gifts. I didn't get many free gifts. But now, you know, they offer so many. They may not be free, but they offer discounts on things. Well, the gift of the Holy Spirit is not a discount. It is a gift from God, and God does not give discounts. He gives a full gift. So let us move on. We'll talk about the gift of the Holy Spirit during this lesson. Now, church, as we hear, it shouldn't be all about the negative. It shouldn't be, you can do this, you can't do this. You should do this, you shouldn't do that. It should be about the gifts that you have. It shouldn't be about what God is making you do or how you should live. It should be what God is doing for you and what he has done for you. It is about spiritual peace. When you come to worship, you should be joyful. You should be happy. It shouldn't be pressure to come to church. You should be happy to be amongst the members. You should be happy to be with those who love God and who love you. Coming to worship should be about love. It should be about happiness. It should be about hope, and it should be about forgiveness. It's easier to focus on the negative things, but in Romans 15, verse 13, it says, may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace, as you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Again, that's that gift of the Holy Spirit giving you the power of hope. The joy mentioned in this verse is not the joy of the world. We have, again, mentioned about what joy we can have in the world. It is a spiritual joy. That spiritual joy comes from heaven. It comes from God, a loving God, a merciful God, that gives us the Holy Spirit. When we have that type of joy, you have hope for things that people may not understand. You may be going through a whole lot in your life, and people don't understand why are you so joyful? Why do you still have a smile on your face? Because you know you have a loving God and merciful God. We have the love of our Father that is constant. It's not sometimes. You know, those of us that are married or been involved in relationships, there's going to be times where you just don't want to be around that person, that you don't love them. It's going to be times where if you have children, you don't really love them. You love them, but it's going to be times you just don't really love them. God's love is constant. There's never a time that he says, I just don't want to deal with you right now. Just sit over there in the corner, be on timeout, and I'll come get you when I'm ready for you. No. God is always loving, always looking for us, always caring for us. When you think about things like that, that God is never ignoring us, we are truly blessed. That there is a God that never ignores us. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Though you have not seen him, meaning God, you love him. And though you do not see him, you believe in him and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy. Now, just to emphasize that just a little bit more, when our parents give us something that we really, really want, you know, growing up, I don't know what that might have been or what you may have wanted in your life, but when you really, really get something that you're joyous. Now, I'm going to share a little personal, maybe too much information for you guys, but I'm going to share a personal story with you with something I really, really got when I was actually a young man, not when I was little. Now, I got gifts at Christmas time, and I was a little boy, very, very happy. And I was in my 20s and still living at home, kind of struggling financially. I was doing okay, but there were some things that I needed in life that I just couldn't afford. And I remember that Christmas, my mom gave me some underwear. Underwear. I was so happy to get that underwear. I couldn't afford it. But that was one of my most favorite, if you will, Christmases, getting a pair, some underwear, because it's something I really need. God gives us some things that we really need, and we just may not appreciate it, but we need some things that we need, and we may not appreciate it. We need forgiveness. We need love. We need companionship. We need to be helped at times. And God, at times, sends people our way to give us those things. Now, in Romans chapter 6, verse 22, but now, it says, but now you have been set free from sin and have become slaves. A lot of people don't want to, you know, like that name slaves, but servants also of God. The benefit you reap leads to holiness and results of eternal life. Benefits. Many of us have had jobs where we want to know the benefits, or we're told the benefits before we accept the position. And I can use myself as an example. I've said it before. Many of you know and have known that I worked for Department of Corrections for 27 years. And when I first looked at the job, I wasn't looking at the benefits. I was looking at how much I got paid. That was a benefit. As Mina said earlier today, you know, you find joy when you get that paycheck at the end of the month because you work for it and you find joy in getting that money. But as I continued on in my career, I realized that, man, this isn't a very good job, but, you know, I can provide for my family. They're well taken care of. I'm taken care of. And when people ask, did you enjoy your job? I tell them, I didn't enjoy my job, but I enjoyed what it provided for me and my family. That's my answer, an honest answer. Did not like the job, enjoyed what it provided for me and my family. Then as I got a little bit older, looking towards retirement, it hit me. Wait a minute. When I retire, they're going to pay me the same, and I'm going to have medical. They're going to pay for my medical, and they're going to pay for my dental, and they're going to pay for my wife's medical, and they're going to pay for my wife's dental. Man, benefits. Benefits meant more than that paycheck after a while, because after retire, it's like, okay, I'm still going to get my paycheck and benefits. Man, that's a beautiful thing. Let's refer to being a Christian. You give up many things. You give up your life of a secular life. Give up whatever it may be. Give up the things that you know are not being an example of a Christian. But the benefits, the rewards, far outweigh what you've given up. You may be giving up time with your friends. Am I right, brother? Partying with your friends. You may be giving up a life that you thought was fun, but you put that aside to live a Christ-like life. to live a joyful life. And the benefits far outweigh the price you pay. Let's move on. Those of you that have been members here a long time, you remember our sister, Lenora Brown. And, you know, very quiet woman, but at her homegoing celebration, they said a lot of good things about it. And it was a song, and you can find it on YouTube, that it goes, it's called Heaven's on the Other Side. And I'll just sing the first verse, but it's saying it around, and you can look it up on YouTube. And it goes like this: Heaven is on the other side. 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 I will make it. I will make it. Heaven is on the side. And it goes on. You bring in the alto, sopranos, and bass, and, you know, it goes on. It has a round to it. Nice song. And we maybe focus on this life here on earth, but heaven is on the other side. Things may be tough. Things may be difficult. But heaven is on the other side. I talked about retirement just a few moments ago. When you retire from this life here on earth, you'll be fully compensated. Those that are in Christ, we know we have a home waiting for us. We have those that have been obedient, that have gone on before us, waiting for us there in heaven. Now, I've heard different things, you know, when people say, and I understand it, that, well, man, they're probably up there in heaven fishing right now. They're probably up there in heaven golfing right now. Oh, they're probably up in heaven doing this and the other. You know what? And again, I'm not expressing or putting my values up on you, but heaven will be for a place where I am loved, I have joy, not the joy here on earth, but joy in heaven. Again, where I am loved, and I get to see the people that I love. That's what heaven is for me. And again, I'm not discouraging for what heaven may be for you, but that's what heaven is to me. To be at a place where I am loved and people love me. Did I do something wrong, Mike, here? I don't know what happened there. Should I turn this off?